As they say on Game of Thrones, winter is coming. But before winter arrives in northern Ontario and the landscape turns into a palette of white and gray, Mother Nature puts on a showcase of color. Brilliant reds, yellows, and oranges as the leaves change color. It's hard not to be impressed by the display. Backroads Bill Steer is standing by to steer you in the right direction to discover some of the best fall colors of the season. Bill is an adventurer, founder of the Canadian Ecology Center near Mattawa, and he's on the phone. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Marcus. That sounded like a group of seven kind of introduction. But you know what? I'll sound like Stephen Harper. Look, I won't leaf anything out.
Well, we're into October. The colors just seem to be changing the last few days, almost peaking now. Are things running a little late?
Yeah, I contacted Carol Blackyer. She's the president of the Voyageur Trail Association out of the Sioux and a few weeks ago. And at that time, you know, the colors weren't starting at all. It's been about 2 weeks behind because that chlorophyll, there's three pigments in the leaves, and the chlorophyll covers up the other two, but as long as photosynthesis is occurring, the leaves are not going to change. But as those cool nights start to come along, as we've experienced in the last little while, and I heard you mention that snow word this morning, that's exactly what's happening. We're headed towards the peak of the colors.
Yeah, they're definitely coming out in the reds and the oranges around Sudbury. Where's the best place, as far as you're concerned, in the Northeast to see the fall colors?
Well, this year I thought we'd highlight that Sioux area and the Robertson cliffs that about 25 kilometers from that junction of from the water tower in there on the Great Northern Road, and it's easily accessible. There's actually three access points off that Robertson Road, and series of steps up to the top. And I asked Carol about that and why. It's just a spectacular view of the Goulet River Valley emptying into Lake Superior, and it has that really, really expansive view. Now, that's just one location, but that Voyageur Trail Association, it's voyageurtrail.ca, and it'll be on the website after this broadcast, that it has a great guidebook, great maps, and you know they've since 1973 they've really created about 700 kilometers of trail, and really is a real anchor in that Trans-Canada Trail. But nonetheless, that's a great spot near the Sioux.
I've driven Highway 17 in the fall north of Sault Ste. Marie. Unfortunately, it was foggy, misty at the time, but it felt like you were like driving through a canyon of fire because it was red on the sides, and the mist was just sort of covering it up. But even Highway 17 in that part of the north is a great place to see the colors.
Yeah, no, if you have the time, you can go a little further along into Lake Superior Provincial Park towards Wawa, and there's a series of day-use trails there. It is really spectacular, that whole North Shore.
Other spots in the north?
Yeah, well, I guess I'll be Claude Rains, who portrayed Captain Renault in the movie Casablanca, and when he turns to Rick Humphrey Bogart, there had just been a shooting of a German attaché, and he says, round up the usual suspects. So I'll go through the list of the usual suspects across northeastern Ontario, but I thought he'd start up on the Timmins Way because there's a new trail up there, relatively new, High Falls. It's been developed by a series of local partners. Well, there'll be a lot of yellows and browns there, but I think people should seek out that High Falls trail just outside of Timmins. It's really, I was there this summer, and I'll do another story about that probably next summer, but it's worthwhile. And we come a little further down Highway 11. There's this triangle trail near New Lisker, Timiskaming Shores, on the way to Elk Lake, and it's just past Pete's Dam, and it'll be on the spatial map attached to the link. You'll be able to find that, and it's a short walk, and you'll get a great view of the little clay belt. It's spectacular. You know, the Temagamie Fire Tower in Temagamie is good, and then, of course, North Bay. We've got Deschenes Falls. Everyone stops there on Highway 17 just past the hospital going west, and right by the community to Deschenes, and then up in the hill, the North Bay Mattawa Conservation Authority, their office is a nice drop box there for maps, and there's a series of trails there. If we go a little to the south to Powassan, there's a Pines Trail right in behind East Holm, the seniors complex, and that gives a nice view. That's often overlooked. A really good spot going towards Port Loring, Arnstein area, is that Stormy Lake Lookout at Restuo Provincial Park, and that's a favorite in any season. Great for snowshoeing. Oops, I shouldn't have said that. But then we go towards Sudbury. We've got all those rainbow roots trails here in the city of Greater Sudbury. But for the Sudbury people, that little jaunt to the south down Highway 69 to turn off to the Killarney and find the crack trail. We talked about that last year. There's a video about that. And if you can't get to Silver Peak, you can take the crack trail. And I just want to mention, too, there is no sign turning off to the crack trail. It's 1.4 kilometers past the boundary sign of Killarney Provincial Park. I was there last weekend, and cars were going by, putting on their brakes and coming back. But the parking lots will be full there, and it is a magnificent view because the Group of Seven painted that, and you can get up to the top in short order, and it's a really expansive view. So,
and a week ago, what were the colors like there?
Oh, no, not at all. Not at all. And I actually went over to another trail at Point Grundine, which is developed by Wiki First Nation, and it's a new trail. I'll talk about that next year as well. And it has that neat spider. There's a little contraption that you winch across the inlet to get across from one side of the water to the other. But anyway, I'll talk about that later. But that's a great trail because it's a great vista up there that gives you a view of Silver Peak.
Hmm. All right. Your plans for the winter, Bill?
Yo-ho, the winter. Well, I'm just investigating. There's a lot of owls in northeastern Ontario, and I'm investigating this story at the Hilderton Marsh in a couple weeks, and I maybe talk about that. But, you know, well, sooner or later, we'll have to talk about snowshoeing and all the trails we can access in the northeast here. A lot of big adventures and lots of places to go, so I'll look forward to that.
Sweet. We'll talk again. Thanks for your time.
Thanks.
That's
bye-bye.
Bill Steer, adventurer, founder of the Canadian Ecology Centre near Mattawa. He also is a part-time instructor at Canadore College and Nipissing University in North Bay and a regular guest on Morning North. He does have his own website, steertonorthernontario.ca, and we post his segments on our website, cbc.ca/Sudbury.